Welcome to a special extended Thanksgiving edition of the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler. A few weeks ago, I sent an invitation to Christ Fellowship staff and elders. I wanted you to hear what they're thankful for this year and how God is revealing himself to each of them. Several of them agreed to come on the podcast, and I interviewed them one-on-one. Though there was a big diversity in life stage and their circumstances certainly varied, I think you'll be amazed by the common threads that run through their responses. I know I was. Personally, I am thankful for every person who came and shared their stories, and I think you will be too. I am here with Cody Trail. Cody, tell us what your official title is.
Yeah, I'm the Connections Pastor. We've also come up with, I'm close to being the Special Projects Pastor as well. So
nice. And tell us what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this Thanksgiving, man, I have a lot to be thankful for. 2023 has really been a year of change for my family. Back in the spring, my wife and I bought our first ever home. Back in late August, my wife and I welcomed our first baby girl into the world, Lily K. Trail.
Lily.
And so the phrase that I've been borrowing for 2023 is that there has just been a whole lot of life that has happened in a really short amount of time. And man, I think as I look back at all that happened this last year, I'm just so incredibly thankful for the people that God has put in our way that have helped us navigate this season of change. For my wife and I, you know, buying a home and making changes and making it all the different things that we were wanting it to be and hoping that it would be, we definitely couldn't have done that without our dads. Our dads stepped up big time, helped us out with advice and making some little changes and fixes here and there. And even just so many different friends that helped us move things and get ready and get the house set up. And certainly even going forward into being parents for the very first time, you know, they like just hand you the baby and it's like, well, here you go. This is yours. And there's no instruction manual. There is no, like, you have to pass this test like a driver's license or something like that. They just give it to you and they trust that you're going to know what to do. Well, let me tell you, we did not. And so we're very thankful for the community that God has blessed us with, both our families and our friends and even people here at Christ Fellowship that blessed us with meals, blessed us with advice, and honestly just covered us in prayer and just helped us walk into this really crazy season of being parents for the very first time. So as I look back at this last year, I just can't help but be so thankful for all the people that God just surrounded us with and that community that encouraged us and helped us navigate this difficult season.
That's great. So the baby is now 2 months, 3 months?
She is 2.5 months old. So I got to brag a little bit. She just started sleeping through the night.
Yay!
So not that I can claim anything to do with that whatsoever. That is the gift of God, let me tell you.
Yeah, but praise God for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes, praise God for more sleep because now you're functioning better. And
yes.
Your beautiful wife is functioning better.
Yes,
so that's great.
Absolutely.
Well, this was a big year for you. And I'm glad to hear that the community that surrounded you really blessed you. And I think God frequently blesses us through other people.
Absolutely.
Which is the cool part of being part of a family, the family of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't imagine going through this season alone. And I think it just reinforces the value of why community is so vital to the Christian life. Like, I just couldn't even imagine doing this alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am here with Christy Sherman. Christy, tell us what your official role is here at Christ Fellowship.
I am the Early Childhood Director.
Okay, so you work in Promised Land with the littles.
I do.
And tell us what you are thankful for this year.
Honestly, I'm so thankful for the church and the friendships and the people that I have met within the church. This has been a very difficult year for our family. I lost my dad in January, unexpectedly, and so that was hard.
Yeah.
And just the support that we have received from the staff to Promised Land volunteers to Moms Connection leadership, life group that have surrounded us with. Just their love and support this year has been amazing.
How has God spoken to you through other people?
This year has definitely been a year of allowing others to bless us. Meals, money, visits, text messages, emails, lunches, just a lot of love and support. Definitely love to bless others and be there for others. But, you know, with my dad's passing, and then we've had some challenges with kids at home, and I just keep feeling the Lord say, allow others to bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how do you think that's going to impact you going forward into the next year?
I think that I'm learning this year that to be raw, to be vulnerable, to be open, and to just allow God to work through me, which being able to be open with the people that are loving on us and supporting us has allowed them to walk alongside of me, but share where they're at as well, help them open up too.
Yeah, it's like you get real with people when you're vulnerable, and then they can feel safe to be vulnerable in return. It deepens your connection with them.
For sure.
So, and what has this taught you about God? Like who God is?
He is faithful. He's our rock, really. I mean, I've leaned on him a lot this year.
Mm-hmm. And he's been there for you.
Yes.
Even though things have been hard, which I think is important for people to know. You're thanking God in the midst of circumstances that other people would be like, why did God do this to me? But you don't seem to feel that way.
No, I'm definitely leaning on him versus blaming him or thinking, why is this happening? It's, what is he trying to teach me? What do I need to learn from this?
All right. Welcome, Lori Wright. Lori, tell everyone what your official title is.
My official title is Executive Pastor of Vision.
Okay. And how long have you been at Christ Fellowship?
I have been here for 26 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And you've been on staff for
17 years.
17. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So you have seen a lot.
Yes, I have.
Over the course of all those years.
Yes.
So tell me this year, what are you thankful for?
I'm most thankful for, I thought about this, Lisa, and God just put it on my heart, really being able to greet at the front door. Oh. That has been my favorite part of being here. Partly because I don't just see the faces coming in the door. Mm-hmm. I know and I feel the stories of the people that have come through. I know the heartache, the pain that they've gone through. I know what some of their past or current struggles are, and their success, and the struggles on the other side of things. So I've been able to see how people have gone through these experiences and how God has ministered through them to help other people and to help them through their struggles. So that has been the biggest blessing to me and what I'm most thankful for.
So tell us, without sharing any confidences or names, but can you give us a couple of stories, like of people in particular that you've watched walk through difficult things and maybe come out on the other side?
Yes. I would think, well, obviously there's the loneliness, right? And people who have found a hope and joy in serving and connecting with people. I am seeing faces right now as I'm thinking of these, so I won't share the names. I'm thinking of people who have lost a loved one, someone very close to them, and the heartache that they experienced and the comfort that they receive through their church family. Whether it's through a memorial service, just people coming around them, and then the joy in celebrating with them when they realize and they have peace in knowing where their loved one is. So yes, and of course, cancer diagnosis. It seems there's so many prominent cancer diagnoses, illnesses, sickness, and that can just rock your world. But to see people praying, people draw closer to God through those situations, as you well know, right? Through lots of people praying for you, you, through your hard, hard experience, people have drawn closer to Christ because of it. So he can use any situation. And with you, it ended, you know, great.
Yes.
Right? So I'm just saying there's so many stories. So when I see people come in the door, I want to greet as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And knowing probably the majority of the people that come through the door and knowing what they've experienced, I just feel so blessed to be able to do that, that God is using them and using me and using people who serve to help them be known.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And tell me, I've asked everybody this, but what have you learned about God through this?
Oh, that he is faithful. Mm-hmm. That he is faithful regardless of the outcome. He is there with us no matter the struggle that we're going through. And he will use every opportunity. Mm-hmm. We always wonder why me, God? Why did this happen? And you hear that, but then you see the hope on the other side of it. And so his faithfulness, more than anything, his faithfulness.
What would you say to someone who's listening, who's going through a hard season right now? How would you encourage them?
Well, first, I would encourage them to surround yourself with God's people. Mm-hmm.
Be one of those people that walk through the door?
Yes, be one of those people that walk through the door. Let us come around you and love on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't do it for every person that walks in the door, but somebody can.
Right. So it may not be Lori Wright who exactly. is your person, but will be a person. Yes.
And I challenge people to be that somebody.
Yeah.
Because we all need somebody. We all go through seasons of life that are really hard, whether it's a prodigal child or you know, whatever it is, there are hard times, mm-hmm. but God is faithful. Don't lose hope and stay connected.
I am here with Amanda Cruzy. Amanda, tell everyone what your official title is here at Christ Fellowship.
Communications Project Manager.
All right. And how long have you been at the church?
4 years.
On staff, and then?
I guess 5 years at the church.
Okay, yes. That's great. All right, so tell us what you are thankful for this year.
Well, of course, I'm very thankful for my marriage and my children. Got to start with that, right?
Yes, because they might listen to this.
Yes, so thankful. And, you know, but I'm also super thankful for the way that God has worked in the life of my sister.
Okay.
And she really has had the last few years have been super difficult for her. She shared with me how some of her days have been really dark, but it's been amazing, especially these last few weeks, to see God work in her life in this whole fresh new way.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about yes. that? What does that look like?
So, well, you know, it's one of those things that it's been so tough in your life that there's times where she really didn't even have energy to share with me all the difficult things that she was going through. And I'd even kind of get my feelings hurt. Like, why are you not calling me back and talking to me about this? But I just kept on praying because that's all I could really do.
Yeah.
And telling her that God loved her and that I loved her and reminding her as much as I could gently of his truths. And it has been incredible to see God answer specific prayers for her. And she even told me the other day that she clearly heard him say, I am with you.
Oh, and that's so good.
Hearing her talk about the way she's seen God's presence show up in her life, it's really awesome.
So what is that doing for your faith?
I think, you know, seeing God answer specific prayers obviously grows my own faith.
Yeah.
She knows he's with her, that he loves her. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like being a part of that and seeing him answer those prayers and seeing him really love on someone.
Yeah. So you're getting to see things that you specifically prayed for, like happen.
Yes.
And be lived out in her life. And so what does that tell you about God? What have you learned about God through this?
I've learned his faithfulness to always be with us, of course, which sounds so simple, but yet so true, you know,
and yeah,
so like tangible that you really can feel him with you and know that he cares for you on a daily basis. And two, you know, my sister really started spending more time with God on a daily basis. And so I think that's been another tangible part of seeing him be more present in her life is that she's invited him in more on a daily basis and invited him in to give her strength. And so that's been another cool way to see him work.
So let me ask you a question. Has God responded by changing her circumstances, you think, or by changing her outlook on her circumstances, or both?
Definitely her outlook.
Okay.
That has been the incredible part of the whole story. Yes, because her circumstances are still difficult. But you're right. I think that's been the amazing thing, is that she's really changed how she's viewed it, and that God's with her in it. And he is good, despite some days feeling rough.
All right. I am here with Bruce Miller. Bruce, tell everyone your title.
I'm senior pastor, and delighted to be senior pastor.
Yeah, everyone had to answer that question, so I didn't want to. I didn't want you to feel excluded.
I didn't want to be left out.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so tell me, what are you thankful for this year?
I am thankful for so much, but I'm so thankful for Christ Fellowship. I just love our church. I love our team, the family that God has built. I just feel ever more thankful for our church.
Yeah. So give me something specific.
Something specific. I love looking out on Sunday morning and just seeing all the faces, really young and old and single and married, grandparents and teenagers, the diversity and the beauty of our church. And there's just sweet moments every Sunday before and after the services, mm-hmm. greeting people and hearing their prayer request and praying with sweet and wonderful people, both with their sorrows, tragedies, and praises and triumphs, and people come back and say, you prayed for me, and guess what happened? We have a baby, or
yeah,
my mom was healed. And I see the power of God on display over and over again.
So what has, and I've asked everyone this, what have you learned about God, or maybe been freshly reminded of God through this?
I think I've been through this.
Through the people. So you said you're thankful for the people, and for the being able to bear witness to their lives.
I think I'm being reminded of God's presence with us. Mm-hmm. That whether you're going through tragedy, trauma, triumph, God's there. Mm-hmm. And how God is there among his people. So when I'm gathered together praying with someone, or maybe there's a mom and a dad, or a mom and a dad and a child, and we're praying together about one thing or another, there's this sense of God being present with us as we're huddled together in those few moments right up front to pray together about whatever's really on someone's heart. And God's there with us.
Why do you think, why can we be grateful for God's presence over changing our circumstances?
Well, the scripture is so challenging to us because it calls us to be joyful in trials.
Yeah.
And how in the world can we do that? And it's knowing that God is with us, like Psalm 23 says, and he's with us right in the valley of the shadow. And somehow in some mysterious, supernatural way, we can have peace and joy in every circumstance. So when the circumstances don't change and don't become what we want them to be, there is still a peace and a joy because God is with us. And because we know that one day we're going to be with him face to face.
Yeah. I think about Moses, and when God was just fed up with the people after, you know, they complained and cursed him and betrayed him with false gods and all the things. And he said, fine, I'm done with these people. I'm going to send you out on your own. I'll send you, but I'm not going with you. And Moses begged and said, no, we can't go without you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that we should be thankful for, that God doesn't send us out without him.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that God is with us always, and he's with us through his people too.
Yeah.
That we're not alone. And when I see somebody who's alone, and maybe they've run away from God, so they feel exiled from God, or they're alone and there aren't other people walking with them, it's so difficult. And for me, in this time in my life, I'm learning more about being present with people.
Yeah.
Because I can race to the next thing and not really be present in that moment to enjoy that sunset, that conversation, that moment of prayer, and just be fully present, fully engaged in that moment, whatever that moment is.
Right.
And in that experience, I find that I'm more sensitive to the presence of God. When I'm more present in that moment, because I know God's there.
All right, I am here with Chrissy Jones. Chrissy, tell us what your official title is here at Christ Fellowship.
I am the communications director.
And how long have you been at the church?
I have been attending here at Christ Fellowship for 13 years now, okay. And I've been on staff for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay.
Can't remember exactly.
Yeah. Well, you were part time, and then yeah. you came on full time. So that's great.
Slow process.
Slow process. Yeah. So tell me, what are you thankful for this year?
Yeah. So I lost my dad a few weeks ago, which is definitely not what I'm thankful for.
Yes.
Yes. But you know, as you're going through the grieving process, it tends to help you to reflect and to kind of find those moments of gratitude. So, you know, my dad died very quickly. It was from the time we found out he was sick to the time he was gone. It was a matter of like 10 days. And so all throughout that process, I had just been, from the time we found out he was sick, I had just been praying for more time, like more time for memories with my kids and time for conversations and time for more intentionality. And then he was gone in a matter of days. So I was honestly kind of angry at first, like mm-hmm. I couldn't have just a little bit of time, like you didn't give me anything, and you mm-hmm. know, did you even hear me, God? And the answer that has been coming to me over and over again over these past couple of weeks has been that we didn't need that wow. time, because God had already provided all of the things that I would have wanted to do. He'd already provided it in his own time. You know, for example, last fall, my family, my parents and my brother's family and all the kids, we just kind of on a whim last fall decided to do big family photos. And so now I have these cherished photos of my dad with all his grandkids and all of us. And again, on a whim this past spring break, we all decided to go to Disney World together. We pulled the trip together in like 6 weeks, which is kind of unheard of
for
in Disney World yeah. time. And it just kind of was one of those things that miraculously came together. And it's again these core memories that we were able to create with my dad that we probably wouldn't have been able to do them at all had he been sick, and if we had, they would have just been colored differently.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that he was sick, so I'm just so grateful for God's provision. It's never yeah. my own timing, like I always want, but
well yeah, and I'm yeah, and you would certainly want your dad to be with you,
of course.
You take some comfort knowing that you will be with him again.
Of course.
I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so grateful for the conversations I was able to have with my dad in the days leading up to his death, that kind of reassured me of his beliefs and the strength of his faith in knowing where he was going and knowing that he was going to be with Jesus. He, you know, fully believed. And
yeah.
so that gives me so much confidence and comfort to just know that I will see him again.
Yeah. So what have you learned about God through losing your dad? And it's still early days. I mean, it's only been two or three weeks?
Two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
What have I learned?
So you're in the process.
Yeah, definitely still processing day by day. I mean, I would say what I've learned is to trust God above all else. And I kind of feel like that is the story of my life. And this has definitely been one of those moments. You know, I could go on and on about all of the things that just kind of have perfectly fallen into place to prepare me for this moment in time, like having this job and being surrounded by the support and just the people here on staff and just the community within the church in general. And so just kind of trusting that, you know, while it was never in my plan, my life plan overall, to be on staff at a church at all, let alone a communications director, God walked me here, baby stepped me here mm-hmm. every step of the way. And I feel like a big part of that was to prepare me for this moment and to have me in this place to be surrounded by all the people and support that I and my family would need to get us through this. And that was another thing that my dad even expressed in his final days, that he was so thankful for, to know that we were going to be taken care of here on earth when he wasn't going to be here to do that for us.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think back to your question, just in general, trusting God, it's been just such a big reminder to just trust that he has a greater plan. He knows what he's doing. He will put all the pieces into place as they need to be there.
Yeah. And it's not a lesson that we ever learn once and then we're done. It's like every phase of life we learn hopefully we learn the lesson to trust him more. Mm-hmm. And so this is another instance where he has shown up for you in unexpected ways, maybe, or are not exactly what, like you said, what you planned or predicted or would have thought even a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But you've still experienced him being faithful.
Yep. And just being present. Like, I've never felt closer to God than I have in the past couple of weeks.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Because I know we've all been praying for that. You always pray that God will surround people as they grieve with his comfort and his the sense of him being with them, even in the grief.
Yeah, and I've felt that 100 times over.
Yeah. All right, I am here with Mike Swim. Mike, tell everybody what your role is here at Christ Fellowship.
So I am a volunteer staff member on the adult ministries team and newly in charge of or going to work with our local mission partners.
Yeah, Mike's on my team.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fun team to be on. So tell me, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
So it's about my oldest daughter. I have six children. You may or may not know that, but six children, five grandchildren, and two more on the way. And my oldest daughter turned 40 in June, and she had like a real, what I guess I'd call it, a breakdown this year. This year it was really, really bad this summer, and so we were all very concerned. She had like suicidal ideation and all those sort of things. And so she reached out to her mom, who lives in Seattle. Amber lives in Spokane. She went to stay with her mom to go to a 30-day treatment program. For this mental health. Upon completing the treatment program, she called me and she says, "Dad, I'm still just like, I just don't feel good. Like, I'm literally still suicidal." And of course, first thing I'm like, "Are you safe?"
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yes, I'm with my mom, and I'd talked to, it's my ex-wife, and I'd spoken to her, right? And so she was safe. But very, just even after 30 days of treatment, just not doing well. So literally the next day, I get a text from her. I'm at the gym and I get a text from her and it says, "Dad, would you send me some prayers? Send me prayers out of the Bible." So I did. I'm like, I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Right?
The wide open door there.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I sent those to her. And then the next day, she said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Could you just send me like I've really never read the Bible, but could you send me some encouraging scripture also?" And I'm just like, oh my gosh, right?
Absolutely.
So I did. So since then, so that was around the 1st of August. Since then, nearly every day, not every day, but nearly every day, I've opened my day by just greeting her, telling her how much I love her, and then sending her either something out of scripture or devotional. And so whatever God puts on my heart, I send to her. And about a month into it, so that's been, what, like 3 months now?
Yeah.
But about a month into it, I even like called her and I'm like, "Honey, are you like, are you sure? Are you okay with me sending you these every day?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "No, please don't stop. Please continue to send them." And the kicker is I got up today and there's a devotional that I sent her. And today of all days, she sends back just a real simple, "Dad, thank you so much. I really needed this today."
That's great.
Right? The day that I'm going to come in here and
share, talk about it. Yes. Yeah.
And the other cool thing, Lisa, is that since my conversion, my real conversion, which was almost 5 years ago, like I've prayed for her salvation every day because she's not saved.
Yeah.
And so I have prayed for her salvation every day without ceasing. And she hasn't like said, "Oh, I accepted Jesus and everything's fantastic."
Yeah, but she's reading,
but it's like,
she's reading she's reading the word. She's reading these devotionals. She's getting to know God.
Yeah.
So, and is she feeling better?
She is.
Mentally?
So much better. Things have turned in her life.
Yeah.
So she's just doing so much better. So that if there's anything of the many, many things I'm thankful for, it's just this kind of new relationship that we have. And more than that, the relationship that I pray that she continues to build with the Lord.
Yeah, so. That's exciting. And so what has that meant for you as a dad?
it's we're on camera, so I may cry.
That's okay. You won't be the first.
With all my children, but I can't even. I mean, I don't know that I can even put into like human words what that means to me, because you know, if there's anything as a father or as a parent that we want, and anybody who's listening to this who's a parent. You know, my prayer every day, grandkids, kids, everything is their salvation. Yeah. Those that are saved, obviously, is sanctification. But it just means so much. And it continues to give me the resolve that our Lord, our Father, hears every prayer.
Yeah.
And that we should pray without ceasing.
Yeah. And never give up.
Never give up.
What are you learning through this situation with your daughter and what you've witnessed over the last few months? What are you learning about, or what have you been reminded about God?
You know, I think his amazing faithfulness.
Yeah.
And also that God's time is not my time, right?
Yeah.
His timing is not my timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because my timing was immediately when I was converted. I'm like, okay, kids,
everybody gets saved.
Everybody's saved right now, right? And it's like, no, that's not his timing. But we have to remember that he's not bound by time.
Yeah.
And we are. And so, but just his faithfulness. I will say this, because Bruce is a mentor to me. I use a prayer list, which may not, those of you that know Bruce, you wouldn't be surprised by that. But when I go back and look at that, that just tells me how many of prayers God is truly answering.
Yeah.
So his faithfulness is just incredible.
All right. I am here with Serena Evans. Serena, tell everyone what your official title is at Christ Fellowship.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. My name is Serena Evans, and I have the honor and privilege of being the children's pastor here at Christ Fellowship.
That's awesome. And how long have you been here?
Oh, how long? How old are your kiddos?
I know. Serena kept my kiddos in the nursery.
I base it off of my children's ages. So Tristan is 22 and Sydney is 20. So I think I've been here like 19 years.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Gosh, I am so thankful, grateful for God, for what he's doing in and through our children's ministry.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know if you know, but we've had over 50 children accepted Christ and being baptized.
This year?
This year.
That's amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but at our family services baptism, the majority of the people getting baptized are children.
Yeah.
And that is a testament of the amazing discipleship programs and outreach that we offer in Promised Land, Campus Wave, VBS, Forward Motion, The Edge Bible Study, Promised Land Preschool, Children's Choir, and then Sunday morning programming.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of your volunteers and what they do.
Oh, so our volunteers, we have an amazing group of volunteers. They're so faithful and dedicated. They lead our small group, so they help we get to partner with parents to help our children find and follow Christ. So that's what we do. Help the kids learn Bible stories, memory verses, worship.
So you're really, like you said, you're discipling these young kids from really young ages.
Yes, we are.
They're learning about Jesus as soon as they know who Jesus is.
Yeah, all the way.
As soon as they're old enough to learn who Jesus is.
Yes, we have curriculum all the way from nursery to fifth grade. And at a young age, we want kids to know that God made them, God loves them, and Jesus wants to be their friend forever.
Amen. So what have you learned personally, or what are you thankful for personally? As you think about this year of ministry, how's it impacted you?
Personally, I am so thankful that I get to love on these babies. I see them. I've held them in the nursery, and now I get to see some of these babies that I've held serving, shepherding a small group, leading worship. Mm-hmm. And that just gives me great joy to see our next generation living out the vision and mission of Christ Fellowship.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me, what have you learned? I've asked everyone this question. So what have you learned about God through the work you do with children?
That he is so faithful, that he is, that he provides. Mm-hmm. You know, on Sunday mornings, we're usually scrambling for volunteers, and you know, you never know what kind of phone call you're going to get the night before if volunteers not showing up. But you know what? God always shows up. Mm-hmm. He always provides.
All right. I am here with Neil Mackey. Now, Neil, you are not on staff.
Not.
What is your official capacity here at Christ Fellowship?
Well, I'm Neil. Thanks. Hi. I serve on the elder team at Christ Fellowship, as well as the council for the Spanish ministry.
Okay. So you're involved as an elder and then also directly ministering in our Spanish congregation.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it it's kind of a wisdom council for Jaime as things come up in the Spanish ministry. So yeah.
That's great. Okay. So tell me, what are you thankful for?
You know, when you asked, I had probably, like many people, I had so many things that came to mind. But one this year in particular that kept coming back in my head as I thought were that this year I'm thankful for a different season in life. My wife and I've known each other 20 years, 18 of that married. We have two boys, and big boys, yeah, and now teenagers. And it's just been a different season this year. Mm-hmm. The boys are becoming more and more independent and self-sufficient. My wife has taken on some new opportunities through work, through grad school. And it's just a different season in our lives. And maybe at the beginning of the year, I was a little scared of that.
Uh-huh. Different is sometimes scary.
Different sometimes scary. We're going through some different transitions in the church as well, and I'm busy with those and working through a lot of that. But I thank God for the change in season. It's been good for us. It's a different rhythm. It's a different style. And so it's not boring. It's not repetitive. It's not monotonous in any way. it keeps us on our toes and keeps us kind of fighting for what's in front of us, and gives us opportunities to look outside the box for my wife and I, and for even with our boys. How can we spend time together? When do we spend time together? How can we get the most out of the times that we have? And so I just, instead of thinking of it as a negative, it was able to kind of click in me that I'm thankful for the change in season.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you learning about God through this change in seasons? I mean, it may not be something brand new you're learning. It may just be something that you're sort of seeing in a fresh way.
Sure. And I think that's probably what you said secondary there. It's more that. It's just a kind of a revived thought of family, mm-hmm. and how we just need to be so, for years when the boys were little and Lou wasn't working, for so many years, it was easy. I came home from work and we just were
easy for you.
It was easy for me. I know. easy from a time perspective and us spending time together. But I see God working in their lives, in my wife and my boys and in my life. And so him just using this season to make us super, what's the word? Just diligent on being specific in the times that we have and the choices that we make when we are together. So
now I am here with Lou Mackey. Now, Lou, you are married to Neil.
Yes. For 18 years.
For 18 years. Neil's one of our elders. And tell us a little bit about your role here at Christ Fellowship.
Well, currently I am very involved with the Spanish ministry, mm-hmm. Hosting, leading a life group, and whatever they need me.
Yeah, you really are. It's like Lou gets tapped for a lot of things because she's very competent in many things.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
It's true. So tell me, what are you thankful for this year?
This year, I am thankful for the opportunity to be working with Gene Getz.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit of that. Well, Gene is the reason we exist as Christ Fellowship.
Yeah.
He planted Fellowship Church North, and then from there, Bruce came and planted Christ Fellowship. Mm-hmm.
Bruce was on staff with as a pastor under Gene. Yeah.
Correct.
Back when he was a young
man. When, a few years ago.
Just a couple.
Gene is 91. And this year I was given the opportunity, a God-given opportunity to work with the team that translated his Life Essentials Study Bible to Spanish and just launch and release the Bible to the Spanish community. But working with Gene has been just very special to my heart.
Mm-hmm. And what have you learned from Gene?
From Gene, wow. Let me just tell you, whenever I go to his office, it's not like I'm working. I just want to listen and, you know, like a sponge, get everything that he can say. This week, we was just getting ready for a sermon he's going to be preaching in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And it's about the Word of God. And just thinking of all the difficulties Apostle Paul went through in order to write the letters. And then people like Tyndale.
Yes, who translated one of the earliest
English Bibles. And he was literally burned to death.
Yes.
And
it was like illegal to translate
the Bible. And then from that English Bible came the Spanish Bible. Mm-hmm. And just understanding all those difficulties, and obviously Gene embraces it. And the more you talk to him, the more you fall back in love with the Word of God, and don't take it for granted. So I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have the Word of God completed and with no boundaries or, you know, chains that we are not able to read it and to study it, especially as women. So it's a lot, but all falling back in love with the Word of God through Gene and just spending time with him
and his passion for it.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you learning about God? What have you learned about God or been reminded of as you've worked with Gene?
With Gene? Well, number one, last year he was in the hospital for more than 6 months because of COVID. And just the faithfulness of God, regardless of the difficulties, regardless of the ups and downs in life. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, Lisa. And God bringing you back and telling you, it's not your time. You still have more work to do. So just that in Gene's life, he has more energy than I do at 91. And to me, it's like, okay, I need to spend as much time I can with him and grab as much as I can from him.
Yeah,
it's so just special.
What do you think the long-term impact is going to be for you from having had that opportunity to work with him?
If there was a name for Timothy, I would be Timothea.
Love that. Yes.
I feel like he's pouring so much directly and indirectly into me. And hopefully that, you know, reflects in years to come in my family and my kids and in ministry in church. And sometimes we just need to slow down and sit down with somebody.
Yes.
Right?
Isn't that true? Because like you said, I love how you said that you are learning not just things that he directly tells you, but like just being around him.
Yeah.
Being present with him.
And just he's such a genuine person. He really gives you all his attention.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure in all his years of working with media and working with books and developing the Bible and all that, I'm sure he was running, but he took the time to slow down and always give attention to people when he was in a conversation.
We can experience Christ in one another when we take time for meaningful conversations. Our church staff and elders are going through the same things as a lot of you, from rejoicing in the birth of a new baby to grieving the death of a loved one, from seeing God move in amazing ways to walking alongside people in really hard times. Through everything, though, we can be thankful because we have one another, the family of God. And most of all, we can be thankful because God is right there with us, and He will always be faithful. Happy Thanksgiving.